Welcome to our service for the third Sunday after Trinity. A member of one of our parishes sent me a lovely version of our first hymn, which had been put together in lockdown by people from all over Wales. If you search Dymagariad on Facebook, you'll find it. This is Dymagariad fel y Myroedd, Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean.
Wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
God be gracious to us and bless us, and make your face to shine upon us. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. May your ways be known on the earth, your saving power among the nations. Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy. You, Lord, have made known your salvation, and reveal your justice in the sight of the nations. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Collect for the Third Sunday after Trinity. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Yna llyfarodd y proffwyd Jeremiah wrth Hananea y proffwyd yng ngwydd yr offeiriaid a'r holl bobl a safau yn hir arglwydd, a dweud Amen, gwnaed yr arglwydd felly. Cadarnhaed yr arglwydd y geiriau a broffwydaist, ac adfer o Babilon i'r lle hwn lestri tir arglwydd ar holl geisglid. Ond gwrando nawr ar y gair hwn a lefara fan dy glyw, ac ynghliw'r holl bobl. Bu'r proffwydi a fi o'n blaen i ac oedd flaen di o'r amser gynt yn proffwydo rhyfeloedd a newyn a haint yn erbyn gwledydd lawer a thirnasoedd mawrion. Am y sawl sy'n proffwydo heddwch, gwyddus am y proffwyd hwnnw, mae'r arglwydd yn wir a'i hanfonodd os daw ei air i ben.
Our New Testament reading is from Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." "A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he cancelled the debts for both of them. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he cancelled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning towards the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities: Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Shuza, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. Here ends the reading.
"Drop, drop, slow tears, and bathe those beauteous feet that brought from heaven the news and Prince of Peace. Cease not, wet eyes, his mercies to entreat, to cry for vengeance sin doth never cease. In your deep floods, drown all my thoughts and fears, nor let his as I see sin, but through my tears.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Sometimes, when you're putting a service together or preaching, ideas come to you that won't fit in with what you have to say that week, but which you don't want to lose. So you tell yourself that you'll store the idea up for another day. As often as not, you never come back to it. It floats away into the ether, never to be thought of again. But today, I do want to return to a question which I found myself asking when I was preparing the service for Pentecost 3 weeks ago. As I listened to myself that day, I thought, this sounds like a very masculine story. And I wanted to ask simply this. On the day of Pentecost, did the Holy Spirit of God fall on the female disciples as it did upon the men? Acts 2 says, they were all together, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. In the previous chapter, Acts 1, there is a clear mention of the women who were part of the disciples' group. All the disciples at that point would certainly include those women. And when Peter speaks in Acts 2, he makes clear that the promise of the Spirit in the book of Joel is explicitly for women as well as men. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, says the Lord. In today's New Testament reading, we hear the 12 were with Jesus, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. White lives matter, says the banner trailed behind the aeroplane over Burnley's Turf Moor Stadium, as though someone had suggested that they don't. But it is important, as we now go forward to do better with racial justice, as we all hope, that we remember also the needs of other disadvantaged groups. When listing them for his own time, Jesus remembers the disabled, the poor, the hungry, and those in prison. And of course, the same groups still exist. It appears that Jesus was right when he said they will be with us always. For feminists, including some of the black anti-racist women writers that I've been reading in recent days, it will be equally important not to forget the equality of women as an issue as we deal with the equality of race. As we've touched on previously in these addresses, the status of women in the New Testament appears to vary somewhat between the Jewish world in which Christianity was born and the pagan world into which it went to preach the gospel. In the pagan world, the female principle was represented in the divine. There were goddesses as well as gods. Clearly also, women in the pagan world, and perhaps in the Jewish world too, though we're not so sure, held some positions of leadership in commerce. Two especially are named in Acts. Lydia, a Gentile woman, who has an independent business as a dealer in fabrics, and Priscilla, a Jewish woman living at first in Rome, who is always mentioned on equal terms with her husband Aquila. There is, in fact, quite a long list of women to whom Paul sends greetings at the end of the epistle to the Romans, the most Gentile part of the world. The clear theme which emerges is that they are hard working. Many were probably working at domestic provision, but there are a few with roles in leadership, like Phoebe, who is named as a deacon of the church in Cenchreae, or again Priscilla, of whom Paul says that she is a fellow worker with her husband for the Lord. We should not, of course, exaggerate the equality that this might suggest. Leadership was fundamentally male in both Jewish and Gentile worlds, in a way which most of us would now find unacceptable. In the emerging Christian church, there were no female apostles, nor indeed female elders, so far as we can tell, just as there were not, and in some places still are not, female elders in a Jewish synagogue, which was originally the model for the Christian congregations. It is possible, indeed, to read today's gospel reading as suggesting that the women in the disciples' group who provide for them out of their resources are a bit like the women who provide cricket tees. Except we do have, don't we, the story of Mary and Martha, which is precisely on that theme. Martha is rushing round, getting the tea, preparing the food and so on, while Mary sits at Jesus' feet, like the other disciples, to hear his teaching. And that, says Jesus, is the better part. That's easy for you to say, chuntered Martha. She went back into the kitchen, get your own dinner. Luke leaves that bit out. It's not a coincidence, though, that both these stories are given particular prominence in Luke's gospel, for it is Luke whom we associate most closely with the Gentile mission. And it is, of course, Luke who we think was the author of Acts, including the story of the day of Pentecost. And so we see a pattern in which Luke reminds us that from the very first, the faith has always been and will always be for women as well as for men. That some of the women were close to Jesus, just as James and John and Peter and the rest were. And that on the day of Pentecost, he is comfortable to suggest that the female disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, just as the male disciples were. For in Christ, says St. Paul, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. Sometimes we forget the third category in that list.
Said Judas to Mary, now what will you do with your ointment so rich and so rare? I'll pour it all over the feet of my Lord, and I'll wipe it away with my hair, she said. I'll wipe it away with my hair. But Mary, oh Mary, but think of the poor, the ointment it could have been sold. And think of the blankets and think of the bread you could buy with the silver and gold, he said. You could buy with the silver and gold. Tomorrow, tomorrow I'll think of the poor. Tomorrow, she said, not today. For dearer than all of the poor of this world is my Lord who is going away, she said. My Lord who is going away. Said Jesus to Mary, your love is so deep. Today you may do as you will. Tomorrow you say I am going away, but my body I leave with you still, he said. My body I leave with you still. The poor of this world are my body, he said. To the end of the world they shall be. The bread and the blankets you give to the poor, you'll know you have given to me, he said. You'll know you have given to me. My body will hang on the cross of this world tomorrow, he said, and today. And Mary and Martha will find me again. they'll wash all my sorrows away, he said. They'll wash all my sorrows away.
Now, it's time for our prayers, led today by Helen Eads. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Ein tad, yr hwnwyt yn y nefoedd, sancteiddir dy enw, dilyr dy deyrnas, gwneilir dy wyllus, megis yn y nef, felly ar y ddear hefyd. Dyrw i ni heddiw ein bara beunyddiol, a maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y myddeiwn ninnau i'n dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eithir gwared ni rhag drwg, canis eiddo ti yw'r deyrnas, a'r gallu, a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Cyfeillion yng Nghrist, gadewch i ni adael yng gyfudion a'n pryderon ar gyfer yr eglwys a'r bryd wrth drad ein nefol dad. God of compassion, at this time of crisis, we bring before you the peoples of our country and the world. We ask for your blessing and strength for those working tirelessly to protect and save lives. We pray especially for the vulnerable and people who are at greater risk during this time. Those who are not safe at home. For those who may be plunged into even greater poverty. For those whose fragile mental health may worsen. For those who feel abandoned and alone. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all Christian people and church leaders. We pray especially for those who serve us in our local churches. For Matthew, Judith, John, our area minister, and all who work tirelessly behind the scenes to ensure the smooth running of our churches. May they be blessed and encouraged so that many more may find your peace and know your love. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. Gweddion dros lywodraeth ein gwlad ni a gwledydd eraill y byd. Helpwch nhw i'n harwain ni'n ddiogel trwy'r cyfnod ansicr hyn. Rhowch iddynt ffydd a dewder wrth iddynt wneud penderfynau anodd bydd yn effeithio'n dyfodol ni. Arglwydd, yn drydrigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Lord, we pray for our loved ones, our families and our friends, many of whom we have not seen or been able to visit for a long time. Protect them with your love and help us to wait patiently until we can be reunited with them once more. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear God, we ask you to bring healing to all those who are sick at this time. We pray for all those who are fighting the coronavirus. Give them the strength to fight this terrible illness, as we graciously pray for the dedication of all the doctors and nurses who care for them. We also call to mind all those known to us who are sick and suffering at this time. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. As we remember all those who have passed through death into eternity, we ask that you welcome them into your kingdom and give them everlasting peace. We pray for all those who mourn for loved ones, whom we name in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. Dduw yn carodd ninnau'n gyntaf, gad i ni wrth ddilyn dy siampl di, ddod i wybod trwy'r amserau da a'r drwg am y cysur, y gwmniaeth a'r llawnder a fwriedaist i dy holl pobl ei derbyn. Trwy Iesu Grist, dy fab a'n harglwydd. Amen.
Let us pray. In opening our hearts to your grace, generous God, may we become your goodness. By faithfully following your way, Jesus, our friend, may we live out your way of goodness. Make justice and compassion real in our lives, Spirit of God, so that our lives may embody goodness. And in the giving and receiving, may all overflow with your grace. God of love, shine in our lives so that others may see your love. God of peace, strengthen our faith to be bold in the face of adversity. God of joy, Bless us as we go out in joy to love and to serve. God of love, joy, peace, and hope, may your blessing be upon us always. Amen.
A better